Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us this morning. We are anticipating a call very directly from Congressman Dan Muser, who will talk to us in some detail, I'm hoping, about what's going on in Washington with the Republican Party, or as MSNBC referred to it on a crawl this morning, across their screen as a clown show. I don't think Congressman Muser is going to agree with that, but we'll find out. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Our telephone number when we open the phones will be 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealerships on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And while we're waiting for the congressman to give us a call, we do have some unfinished text from yesterday and a new email for today. One of our texters says, "Wow, people can't hear or don't listen. The Alphabet Soup Coalition has nothing to do with vegetables. Open your ears." I think that was from a gentleman who had trouble identifying LGBTQA+, and he calls it Alphabet Soup. Let's see. "The Republicans want accountability for money sent to the Ukraine and a secure U.S. border, but that's not happening. That's the opposition to spending more money for the war in the Ukraine." And one of our callers, Bob, made a comment that prompted this response. "Bob, you said a true statement. The banks are responsible for appraising the value of a property, not a judge. That's what the New York trial is all about." And let's see, I think that takes care of our texts left over from yesterday. Our email from today is in reference to the replacement of Congressman McCarthy as Speaker of the United States House, and also referring to it as a Republican clown show. EB says the Republican clown show went to an all-new level yesterday when Kevin McCarthy was given the boot by a small handful of his even more extremist colleagues. Conservatives love to tout how the Republican Party is superior, but it's quite clear that they're inept, not unified, and completely incapable of effective governance. First, it took 15 times for McCarthy to even become Speaker of the House. Then the Republicans came this close to shutting down the government, a prospect they'll have to face again in a little over a month. Now their infighting and overall disorganization has left the House without a Speaker. It's embarrassing that one of the two major parties in this country is so unable to handle the most basic task of government. We'd be better off having actual clowns in office. On the bright side, the American people see through this buffoonery, which will only help the Democrats in the next election. So I guess all true patriots should thank the Republicans for sucking so badly." Signed by E.B. Well, we were hoping to have Congressman Dan Muser on to talk about this morning. We understood he was going to be giving us a call at 9:06. Maybe something happened and he got tied up. So we'll say the phone lines are open until we do hear from the congressman one way or the other, either that he's going to be talking to us or that he won't. But, I think it's fascinating yesterday that these six Republicans, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Ken Buck of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Eli Crane of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, and Matt Rosendale of Montana are the ones who voted against keeping McCarthy in office. And what was his big sin? Reaching across the aisle to the Democrats to pass a temporary funding bill to keep the government going again. Well, if the alternative is shutting down the government, is that such a bad thing? I'm not so certain it is. You know, and I certainly don't think he's the best speaker we ever had, but I don't think he was the worst one we've had either. And I think he was trying to find some way to get the Republican majority what it wants, but at the same time realizing that he's got such a narrow majority, he isn't going to get everything he wants through Congress, and he certainly isn't going to get to pass the United States Senate. So he was kind of in a rough place, but agreeing to the rules that would allow one member of Congress to bring up a motion to get rid of him, that I think was a big mistake. And if he hadn't agreed to it, he probably wouldn't have gotten the speakership in the first place. But on the other hand, having agreed to it, I think everybody felt nobody would use that nuclear option. But then Matt Gaetz came along. And the one thing I really wanted to talk to Congressman Muser about this morning, and we also had hoped to get somebody from CBS on. We're not having much luck today. But I do think that Gaetz has been accused of certain improprieties and that maybe this was a payback to McCarthy for not stopping an investigation into him. That took place, I guess, an ethics committee investigation that had to do with some charges about sexual improprieties and, again, about finance issues. But while the number two House Republican rejected calls from hardliners to challenge McCarthy for the speakership in January, it's been widely expected he would run for the position in the case that McCarthy dropped out. No matter who's got to be the next speaker, the challengers still remain, but I think the opportunity is here to continue moving forward, and we set a precedent last week for how to start coming together to get appropriations bills done, he said on Tuesday. Scalise has experienced some serious health issues in recent years. In August, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma and began chemotherapy treatment. He was also seriously wounded in the 2017 congressional baseball practice shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. When asked if he would be up for the job on Tuesday, Scalise said, "I feel great." The former computer systems engineer was first elected to Congress in 2008. He represents a ruby red district that covers most of New Orleans suburbs. He faced backlash in 2014 for giving a speech to a white supremacist group founded by former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke in 2002. Gaetz and other Republicans objected to McCarthy's leadership in part because the speaker has worked a tiny bit with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown and because the House has held votes on sending aid to Ukraine. American voters don't align with Gaetz, according to a CNN poll conducted by SSRS. Let's see here. A large majority of Americans want bipartisanship and to see their party working across the aisle. That's not an unreasonable thing to want, is it? You know, that the Republicans would work across the aisle and try to get something done with the Democrats. Isn't that what the art of compromise is all about? And we're glad to hear that we finally were able to connect with Congressman Dan Muser. Good morning, Dan. It's good to hear your voice this morning.
Well, great to be with you. Appreciate the opportunity. How are you this morning?
Hanging in there, sir. Well, it was a big day in Washington yesterday. Tell us about it from your perspective, if you would.
Well, I mean, it was certainly a historic, eventful day, but in many ways, for all the wrong reasons. We had eight Republican members that, frankly, inexplicably decided to join with all of the Democrats and oust the speaker that was voted on by our majority, Kevin McCarthy, in early January. So we really didn't accomplish anything. And I know there's people out there that probably can argue both sides of this, the pros of Kevin McCarthy and the cons. You know, but the fact is that he was effective. Perhaps expectations were maybe set too high, and I would like to talk about that a little bit. what we had here really rebels without a cause, because they have no plan, they have no successor in mind, and their reasoning was very, very weak. In fact, it was usually stated in very nebulous platitudes that that had nothing really specific about it, except some personal vendettas. So it was a real shame, in my view, and not because I have such a great relationship or think so highly of Kevin McCarthy. I know he was a strong speaker. He did a lot of things that were important that we're now going to lose. But I look at what the overall good, what's best for my district, what's best for our state, what's best for our country, what's best for our constituents. And what was done yesterday was a setback. It was not constructive.
Well, Dan, nobody's going to question your conservative credentials. I mean, you are a conservative. These people are even more conservative than you. Or, you know, why wouldn't you join with them? Or what is there about what they were doing that you objected to?
I don't think there was anything conservative about them. I think most of them, and I don't really want to be derogatory about my Republican colleagues or any colleagues for that matter, but again, there was nothing, I didn't hear anything specific. I heard that there was excessive spending. We all know that. And we just took majority in the last 9 months. And since then, there's been, even though the deficit is going up, that was from spending under Pelosi and Biden. I mean, that was wildly excessive. I mean, as soon as they came into office, over the next 2 years, they spent $5 trillion. Now, that was allocated. They then, it's now just being appropriated, meaning it's being spent. So that's what's causing that. So under the Republican majority, what people can really count on is that we do fight for a fiscally responsible budget, that we stop the wildly excessive spending, that in my view, we need to impeach Mayorkas. That should have been done. We're building that case. We need to expose Biden's high crimes. And the only way we're really going to make corrective change is if we win the White House and the Senate. Now, the folks, the eight that voted, just being very, very bluntly honest, had no vision, nothing specific, and we're talking about things that were out of the control of the Republican majority over the last 9 months. The spending, we didn't have any excessive spending. There was no Inflation Reduction Act. There was no rescue plan. There was no, we even pulled back because of us. We brought the suit so the Supreme Court denied the loan forgiveness. Kevin McCarthy's a conservative. I guarantee you this. I am more conservative than every one of those eight, every single one of them. And you know why I say that? Because they voted against our original bill to secure the border and reduce discretionary spending by 8%. Outside of defense, homeland security, and veterans pay. I voted for that. They didn't. There's nothing conservative about that. And you know who agrees with me? Newt Gingrich, Mark Levin, vociferously. They agree with me. Well, but again, that's in the past.
Right.
We now have to move forward, and we better move forward, because our nation continues to be in serious crises, largely due to this Biden administration.
Well, Dan, the rules package is going to be pretty, I would suspect, a hot topic of debate once you get into the process of selecting a replacement for McCarthy. You know, are they going to keep this one member can bring this up and get the seat vacated? I mean, that seems like you're dancing on the head of a pin.
Yeah, well, the thing is this. That's actually been in the rules almost forever, for the last 200 years. Nancy Pelosi had it removed when she became Speaker, so it shouldn't be weaponized in this manner. Think about why was McCarthy? Did he do something, dastardly? Did he engage in something that was unbecoming of a Speaker or a member? Did he go back? Did he vote? Did he support tax increases or wild spending or something that was completely outside of our plan, or even outside of our plan? This was our plan. They voted them out, some of them said, because we didn't get our appropriations bills done on time. And you know what? Okay, we didn't. There were other things, and I agree. That's the only reason I voted willingly, not very unwillingly, I should say, I mean, even for a six-week extension. But 6 weeks. So to finish our appropriations bills one at a time, as was demanded in our rules, we completed 7 out of 12. Now we have 5 more to complete. They oust the speaker because of that. I mean, everybody saw that coming. And should we have been in session in August? Yes, we should have. Did somebody like Matt Gaetz say, here we were out on vacation in August? You know what? I wasn't on vacation. During August, I was going to every county fair. I was doing all kinds of district work. I want to match my schedule to the so-called conservative Matt Gaetz. You know what Matt Gaetz probably was? He was probably in the south of France. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I know he's a big time rich world hotshot traveler that frankly, as you can tell, I don't have a lot of respect for him. But he's still in our caucus, and we have to work together. But the other the majority of the 8 are my friends. And I do respect them, but clearly I disagreed with them on this.
Well, there's some talk that Gaetz may not be in your caucus much longer. Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. We don't engage we'll leave the child's play up to him. All he was successful in doing was getting on doing media 24/7, sending out a lot of fundraiser texts, which I got about one or two a day, stating how he was fighting for the people. And bringing in money, he wasn't fighting for the people. He was fighting for himself.
Well,
I'm fighting for the people.
Let's
take all I care about.
Well, and you've been doing a heck of a good job at it too. But with McCarthy, do you think he was surprised that he lost? I mean, that there no Democrats came across the aisle to support him. I heard this morning some talk that he didn't do anything to ingratiate himself to the Democrats by the Biden impeachment effort, and calling them responsible for the government shutdown almost happening. Could he have done more to save himself?
No, all that was true. All that was true. Look, we're not going to not state truths, right? They are the reason our borders are a disaster. They are the reason fentanyl is crossing into our country. They are the reason that we have inflation. We have solutions to it, and they don't want to hear about it. And you know what? Kevin McCarthy points these problems out and brings the solutions in the form of legislation. We passed all kinds of legislation, but do you think Chuck Schumer is going to bring it up in the Senate? No. So the only way to really correct problems is for us to unite, work together, win the White House, and win the majority in the Senate, and keep our majority. And all the while, truly, in the end, what we could do is point out, as we do, the crises caused by this Biden administration, maybe shame them into correcting them. And what we can do is stop the excessive spending, which we will, but we can't change laws, unfortunately. We can pass legislation to change laws that were passed last year that are causing all this spending now. We'll pass legislation on it, but it doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't go through the Senate, and even if it did, clearly Joe Biden's not going to sign it. So, and we've passed those corrective measures, but for what purpose in the end? Right, just for it to die in the Senate. So that's what people have to understand. That's why these folks were rebels without a cause, and they didn't get us anywhere. We're going to have a new speaker now. It'll probably be either Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan, both great people, both extremely good friends of mine, both who I respect. Either one will be terrific. But I got news for everybody. There's outside of the things I just described. Unless we win the White House and the Senate, there's not a heck of a lot else that they can do.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Some of your colleagues are talking about, and I was surprised to hear that you didn't have to be a member of the House to be the Speaker. I've studied history, but I must have missed that one. Some of them are talking about Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, I have enormous respect for President Donald J. Trump. I think he was a highly effective president. Clearly, there were some issues that we're dealing with. I do think that the DOJ is quite frankly weaponized against him. If he wasn't running for president, none of these indictments would see the light of day. So I think that's seriously outrageous and a huge problem for the United States of America that we have to deal with. But right now, I think President Trump needs to be focused on winning the presidency. I'm backing him. I think he will be our nominee, and I think he's going to win as long as we do things right and expose the truth and show Biden to engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors. Whether or not he gets impeached or not, people, I don't think, want to vote for a crook, someone who has sold out the American taxpayer to the likes of China and Romania and Moscow. I think that's where his focus should be. But if that would be something he'd be interested in, I'd certainly entertain that, because he's a highly influential individual who always puts America first.
Well, you mentioned Scalise and Jordan being two prime topics of discussion right now, and that you could support either one of them. But do you see a vote going the way it did for McCarthy? Are we going to go back through 15 different votes with the House paralyzed for an extended period of time? Or can anybody get a consensus quickly?
I hope so. Joe, I don't know. I think that we will, just because it was done that way before. And I think hopefully our battles will be behind closed doors, and then we'll come out with a consensus on whom is going to be the next speaker. But both of those gentlemen, Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, will be outstanding choices. Now, there's a couple of other people that may get into it, that may split up the vote, and they've got every right to do that. But those are my two leading choices, and I very likely plan on voting for one of them.
Got to ask you this one. With Patrick McHenry being your speaker pro tem, first thing he does is tell Nancy Pelosi to get out of her little hideaway office. Is that payback for something?
Well, I'll tell you this. Patrick McHenry is probably one of the most level-headed people here in the House. Some people mistake that for being moderate. He's not moderate, but he's prudent. And he's also chair of my Financial Services Committee. He's very capable, and he knows the rules, and he also knows what appropriate levels of pressure to apply. And I just think that they offering that in good faith and as a gesture to Speaker Pelosi, he decided as president as Speaker pro temp that he didn't think it was appropriate anymore. So he asked her to kindly vacate.
Okay, that's a polite way to put it. Well, is there anything else about this particular topic? I know we don't have you for an extended amount of time, but is there anything additional on this topic that you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked?
No, but people really look. We have to have the right expectations, right? We have to set the right expectations of what a majority in the House can do. And people also got to understand, I don't think my friends who voted against this really understand the budget. The budget is, very quickly, the budget, let's call it $5 trillion, a little bit less than that. Two-thirds of it is mandatory spending. So basically, $3.5 trillion is mandatory spending that the U.S. House doesn't have any discretion over unless we pass legislation to have that discretion. Now, we're talking about Social Security, Medicare, service on the debt, which is skyrocket thanks to Biden and Bidenomics, and a few other things related to veterans. We have $1.5 trillion to contend with. We said in our reductions we were not going to reduce. In fact, we're increasing defense because we live in a dangerous world. We've got primarily China. I'm not even talking about the money that Biden wants to send on an unaccountable way to the Ukraine. So that's even left out. I'm just talking about the National Defense Appropriations Act to fund our military. So we decided we weren't going to touch that. We weren't going to touch veterans' benefits, and we needed to increase some Homeland Security. So out of that, we had about $800 billion, $750 or so to deal with. We what we tried to pass that wasn't part of our budget was going to be an 8% reduction on that $800 billion, roughly $800 billion. That's pretty sizable. And also in that bill was Homeland Security. All the provisions, with the exception of one or two, of H.R. 2, our bill to close the border, to shut down the border, to create remain in Mexico and reverse the asylum laws that or enforce the asylum laws that Biden's ignoring were in that bill. Unfortunately, we had Republican members, including the eight, that voted to oust McCarthy, voted against that. So again, people need to know there's only so much we can do as a majority. That's why it's so important to win the Senate. But Dave McCormick, we got to get behind Dave McCormick. We do that, it could be a giant leap forward. And it's critical to the, frankly, to the short-term and long-term future of our country that we elect Donald Trump as president for 4 years. He's the only one that can correct things in 4 years. And then we set the stage by doing a really good job and showing America we have the right plan and the right execution, because Trump, you know, all these Republican candidates have similar policies, but there's only one person that can execute those policies with a sense of urgency, and that's Donald Trump. And it will get done, and the leadership around the world that he will bring to it, it will be a whole new day, just like we saw while he was there. So, you know, that's what needs to be done. Those are the expectations for now. But until we do that, we're not going to be able to rein in all of this wildly excessive spending.
Congressman Dan Muser, I thank you so much for taking your valuable time to be with us today. You always have an open mic here, Dan, any time at all. And we really appreciate you being with us today and giving us your insight on what's going on down there. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you so much. Sunbury is one of my favorite places, old Northumberland County. I love Pennsylvania's 9th, and it's an honor to serve. So thanks very much.
We're glad to have you here. Take care, Dan. Bye. Thanks so much. All right, 570-743-9565. We'll open up the hotlines. We have some emails and some texts. Give us a call if you want to make some comments.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Trans Equipment Company is dedicated to keeping you on the road, and they want to show you how. You're invited to their open house on October 6th from 11 till 6 at their Beavertown facility at 409 East Market Street. They'll have food, door prizes, giveaways, sales, and more. They're a family-owned business that's been around since 1974 in the heavy-duty truck and trailer parts business since 2010. Their knowledgeable and experienced staff can help you find those complicated and hard-to-find parts needed to keep you on the road. Stop by the open house on Friday, October 6th from 11 till 6. Trans Equipment Company. Visit online at transequipmentinc.com.
And welcome back on the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our guest was Congressman Dan Muser, and Bob from PacSinus has a comment or two about that. Good morning, Bob. You're on the Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Boy, is he way off thinking that he wants Trump back in there. Is he crazy?
Well, a lot of Republicans feel that Donald Trump is our best bet to bring this country out of the mess we're in, assuming you believe we have a mess at the moment, which I do.
Well, if it wasn't for Donald Duck, we wouldn't have spent $20 million fixing the Capitol, would we?
Okay, well, you know, you personally hold him responsible for everything connected with January 6th and all the damage that was done, huh?
Well, yes, he called everyone down there and said it's going to be wild.
But he didn't tell them to break into the Capitol. He didn't tell them to break in.
Well, he told them to go down there.
Well,
he told them to fight like hell, didn't he?
He did, but he told them also to go peacefully. Don't forget that part.
Well, yeah, he has to protect himself. But and as far as Muser, you know, that was a clown show yesterday with Matt Gaetz. You know, him and Jim Jordan, I'm calling on Beavis and Butthead.
Well, I like Jim. I'm sorry, but I like Jim Jordan. I think he's a straight shooter. You may disagree with his positions on certain things, but he seems like a straight shooter to me.
Okay, that's your opinion. Yeah. And, you know, as far as the debt goes under Biden, well, a lot of that came from COVID.
Yeah.
You know, which Trump lied and 450,000 people died before Biden got elected and put the truth out there about getting vaccinations and stuff. And also, under Biden, all that allocated spending was already, you know, provided to be spent.
Yeah, well, the one question I didn't get to ask Congressman Muser, and that is, why does this matter to the average American, you know, the fact that the House is now somewhat in disarray? You know, I think his answer would probably be, we're going to get it back together when we come back on Tuesday. But, you know, I still think that what he was doing, what Kevin McCarthy was doing, was the right thing, that we can't shut down the government just because we can't get our way. I mean, that's the wrong thing to do, whether it's Republicans or Democrats doing it. Don't you agree?
I do. I feel, you know, he was doing his job the best he could, whether or not there was a back deal made with sending money back over, you know, for that war in Ukraine. I don't know. That's apparently what got Gaetz so fired up, was that there was maybe a back deal, some closet deal or whatever, about spending on Ukraine.
Well, he said that supposedly that McCarthy didn't keep his promises that he made to the conservatives. But Dan Muser didn't seem to think that was the case, so. And he's a conservative.
Well, you have to give and take. That's how it works in Washington.
That's the way it should work. I mean, you can't get everything, so you get what you can, right?
Right. Okay. And what's going on over there in Smoking Dam with that hotel? Why ain't they tearing that down? I thought Royal Farms had bought that.
Royal Farms did buy it. They are, you know, I think the borough is looking at to getting them something done, torn down by the end of the year. We'd like to see that done. So they're still waiting. They don't have a permit. They don't have a highway occupancy permit yet from PennDOT. Because PennDOT wants a couple of things, but once that's done, they have their liquor license, that was approved, they own the property. I suspect it's just a matter of time.
So it's not a squatting issue?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I know that some of the front doors are hanging wide open, so, I mean, that might be an issue that they ought to maybe get taken care of.
I'm told there are a great number of feral cats in that building, so we'll find out.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you for your time, and everyone, you know, we cannot let Donald Trump ever be reelected. Our country cannot go through that division again.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call, as always,
sir.
Have a
good day.
Take care. Okay, Bill, hang on. We've got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We'll do that. We'll be back with more of On the Mark, 570-743-9565. Plenty of time for your calls. Give us one. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, around the water cooler, here's Agnes.
Hey Culligan, word around the water cooler is that I can get a water cooler just like the water cooler at the office, but in my home?
Agnes, not only can you get the same water cooler that you get in your office, in your home we'll deliver it and set it up so you don't have to lug around those heavy bottles.
So it's not just water cooler gossip?
Agnes, it's pure, delicious water cooler truth, and it's already on the way. Get great-tasting bottled water for as low as $1 a day at participating dealers. Details at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
If you're not using the Giant app, then you're grocery shopping in the past and missing out on all of Giant's awesome exclusive offers, tubular digital coupons, and righteous rewards. And the best part? It's all right on your phone, but not the kind with an antenna that you keep in a neon green fanny pack. So get with the times. Get the Giant app and get saving. It's pretty, well, rad. Giant, for today's table.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Two callers on the line, two lines open, 570-743-9565. Bill from Bloomsburg, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Real quick, I'm glad they booted Pelosi out. But here, real quick about the 12 appropriation, right? So there's 12 appropriations, but this is the way I understand it from a common view. And normally, there's 12 appropriations, and they all have to agree on which, how much money is going to go into each one, right? Now, from what I understand is they only get up to sometimes around five, and they might reject one, right, for this money. Now, what happens is then they do the omnibus bill, and then it goes through. So the four agencies are designated, right, but all that extra money, so then you got eight that are left. So the Senate, Chuck Schumer, you have a Democrat delegating where all this money goes. You understand? So he gets to tell, he gets to decide where, what money goes into what, one of the 12 appropriation committees. Right? So that's, as far as the Democrats, so that's what they want. As far as Kevin McCarthy, when he took the job, he said, I will do my best. As far as Gates, he was too early. He should have waited till all this played out. And continue to fight to have the 12 appropriations accounted for, and not just half-heartedly always go for three or four or five, and then just do the omnibus bill or whatever, and then have the Democratic Senate decide where all the money goes. And to prove that the police state and the coup, and then when they pulled that fire alarm to get the Senate bill in to get that more money to Ukraine, and there's already been validated proof of corruption, like your guest speaker said, Trump's the only one that could fix this. He's the only guy that could fix this when he gets back into office and have accountability for everything, and he continues to peel back the layers.
Well, I disagree that with Congressman Muser that Donald Trump is the only one who can do it. I think there are quite a few Republicans.
No, this is by far. Are the Democrats out there holding other countries accountable? Never at no time did you ever hear them say, well, we
I'm not talking about Democrats doing it, Bob. Bill, I'm not talking about Democrats doing it. I'm talking about other Republicans who can do it. And I believe Donald Trump is not the only Republican capable of effective leadership.
Yeah, but he knows he did his first walkthrough. He knows where everything got it. All the ducks got to go in line, and he knows where all the corruption is. And that's why the continuous onslaught on this man to take this man down is because he knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. And he's the only hope that we have as far as the country going forward.
Well, I disagree with you, but I understand a lot of people feel as you do.
You agree that they should like just a war proof out of the 12 appropriations. We'll continue to only we'll put up 6 or 7. We'll agree. Both parties will put up like 7 or 8, but then they agree on 4. But they still get all the money, and you're going to have Chuck Schumer this continually decide where all this money gets divvied up. You see the power they get on these other agencies, like how you got to go in our, you understand?
Well, I understand.
And the ones that are always passed, the ones that do pass are the defense, the military, like the stuff like he said, but like the energy, you're having Schumer decide whether legislation, energy, transportation, he gets to decide what money goes where.
Well, that's part of the job, isn't it?
And here's another thing. Like, say you have a house, right? And your budget for your house is, say, $30,000, right? And that's what your income is, $30,000. But you go above and beyond that and do renovations and all this and that, you're up around $70,000, you're borrowing. We're borrowing. Where does the United States borrow that money? The United States borrows that money from China, right? So down the road, If the country bellies up, which we owe China, so what China does to these other countries, like in Africa, all these other countries, they give them money, and at some point they cannot pay up. Well, China comes in, will say, you just give us your coastal property land just all the way up from here to here. That's what they're doing with these other countries. And down the road, we're so in debt to China. And the $2 billion that we're over, the $2 trillion that we're going to be over, we get that $2 trillion from China to cover our bills. Like, so you get $2 trillion this year, you get $2 trillion this year, $3 trillion that year. We owe China, Lord knows what.
Well,
and when this country bellies up, China owns us. When they say China's going to own us, they're going to own us. That's why these people got to dial the spending in.
Okay, Bill. Hey, listen, thanks for your comments. We have another caller we have to get to, but thank you for calling. Always appreciate your comments. Chris, you're on the mark this morning from Milton.
Muser did inform me of one thing that I didn't know about, was that Nancy Pelosi changed that rule.
Yes.
I hadn't heard that before. And I checked on it, and what she changed it to was really quite clever. She changed it to one member could still bring up the vote if the majority of either party made the motion, and they got a majority of either party.
Okay.
So that, in other words, they'd have to get one Democrat to bring up the vote, and then they'd have to have a majority of that party, because they weren't going to get a majority of Republicans, for instance, in this situation. But they would, but if a majority of the Democrats voted first to oust them, then they could have the vote. And of course then it would be a more Republicans versus Democrats, and they'd have to be siding with the Democrats first, and they'd have to have the cooperation of the Democrats beforehand instead of after the fact.
Well, you know, there was a news report this morning on CBS, and I found it very interesting, about a study that among all U.S. adults, 37% say, "I wish there were more political parties to choose from." That statement describes their views extremely well or very well. Another 31%, and that would take it up to 68%, say it describes their feelings somewhat well. Additional parties, however, are not seen as a promising fix for the country's gridlock. But, you know, if the Republicans and the Democrats can't get together and can't do what we sent them down there to do, shouldn't we have more choices?
I'm not sure that would make anything better, having more choices.
Well, look at countries where they have to have so many political parties that they have to form coalition governments. Isn't that forcing the politicians to be more receptive to other points of view and willing to compromise?
Or selling out to an extremist minority in order to get in.
Well, there's that,
which
too.
Is what basically is happening in the Republican Party now.
Well, I don't think the Republicans sold out. The majority of Republicans voted to keep a moderate, and I would call him somewhat moderate.
A majority of Republicans didn't want these rules that were passed.
No, they didn't.
It's sort of what's actually happening in the Republican Party now.
But were you surprised?
My point. The other interesting thing about what Gates did, I think, is ironic in a way, is he forced a vote for something that he was supposedly wanted the speaker out because the majority of Republicans voted one way on the funding bill. It wasn't a big majority, but a small majority of Republicans did. And you're supposed to follow the stupid Hastert rule, that you only put bills in the House that have a majority of Republican support. So he actually violated his own allegiance to the Hastert rule in order to get the Speaker vacated.
Well, I just don't think it was a practical thing to do. I mean, I think Gates was acting on his own agenda.
And what it means for the future is really ominous.
Well,
and by the way, what Muser said about the 8% reduction, that was what they agreed on during the debt ceiling change, and the Republicans did agree to a specific amount. We had that discussion before,
right?
If you remember, about whether there was a budget amount that was agreed to on that. And many, you hadn't heard of that before, but Biden said it lately, so I think maybe you've heard of it by now, and many Democrats had before that. So, and Muser just said it today, so that was the agreement.
Yeah. Yep.
The 8%. And that's the one he was taking back his word on.
All right, but still, you know, let's face it, politicians backtrack all the time when circumstances change. You know, I think the most practical
political people... If you agree to something.
All right, but the most practical way to deal with anything is if you see that continuing on your current path is going to lead you into a brick wall, you find some other path.
Not if you're Gates.
Well...
That's, you want the brick wall. You want the chaos.
I agree with you on the frozen government.
I
agree with you on that. I don't see what how he benefits from it except to raise money, which apparently is
part of that
does.
Is the gerrymandering. All those Republicans who voted to oust the Speaker,
yeah,
they all had 40-35% pluralities in their last election. They were all in very safe districts.
Yeah, well, hey,
saying the wild and crazy things will get you elected.
Chris, we got to move on. Thank you so much for your calls. Always appreciate talking to you, buddy. Take care. 570-743-9565. We'll take our final break of the day. We have time for another call or two. Give us a holler. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door.
And some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
When you step into the Squeeze Inn in downtown Sunbury, you're stepping back in time. They've been your main squeeze since 1945, and they still have just five stools and that classic orange counter. Enjoy the tempting Kunstler hot dogs with all the toppings, including classic ketchup, mustard, onions, and relish, plus specialty options such as their in-house made sweet or hot chili, beans, and kraut. They're open 7 days a week, so you can squeeze in any old time you want and enjoy. The Squeeze Inn, a Sunbury icon, still on Market Street.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. The hotlines are open. We do have time for a quick call if you want to give us one. But we do have some texts and emails that we didn't get to regarding Congressman Muser. One of our texters says, everybody hates China, right? Then stop buying stuff from China. Boy, talk about something that's easier said than done. You know, almost everything you pick up today says it came from China, so it'd be awfully hard to do that, but might be worth a shot. One of our emailers said, your distinguished guest claims that McCarthy being removed was not a step forward. What about the promise to release all the info on January 6th? Why didn't he make Pelosi vacate her secret little office? Well, he did. Well, he didn't, but someone else did. New temporary speaker already is changing the locks. Yes, and Nancy Pelosi said that she really didn't have time. She was out in California for the funeral of Dianne Feinstein, and she really didn't have time to clear the stuff out of her office. So maybe she'll get that chance when she gets back. And one of our other emailers said, we do have a call coming in, so we'll take that last call and we'll get to the emails tomorrow. Let's see, as soon as we see who it is. Jim from Shamokin Dam, go ahead. We've got about a minute left, and you got it.
Yeah. Jim Jordan, like, he's a straight shooter. He's involved in molesting kids that are wrestling at Ohio University, and he covers it up. He don't respond to a January 6th subpoena. And also, all he does is talk fast and holler to make his points like he doesn't have nothing. He's running a bogus impeachment on Biden due to the big messiah, Trump, telling him they need to do this. They need to pay back Biden for all his troubles that he's in, because he's a real criminal and Biden's not. That's it.
You don't think that Jim Jordan is a capable person?
Hell no. He never even passed the bar exam. He's not a lawyer. He's a big fake. Right. He's also involved with the wrestling program, and he won't testify against it because he covered up all these molesting these kids when they were in college.
Well, don't you think he's pretty much like Mr. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Jim, call back earlier in the program tomorrow. I'd like to hear you finish your thoughts. So much appreciate your calling. 570-743-9565. Tomorrow, remember that number. That'll get you through to On the Mark on WKOK, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.